This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Dallas, Texas at Lone Star PHP 2015, and it's been a great conference so far. We've had first day is well underway. I got to see Yitzhak Wilroth's rabbinical talk. I forget the full name of it, but he's not my guest right now, so we'll skip that. My guest right now is Mr. Josh Butts. Josh, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Josh, you're also a speaker here, although you've already given your talk.
That's correct.
What was your talk about?
The talk was titled Things Your Application Does When You're Not Looking.
Okay.
And the focus is on do you really know if your application is healthy? Do you know if it's working? Do you sleep well at night? should you be sleeping well at night? And it is more about kind of what should you log? How should you look at your logs? We talked about StatsD and putting, you know, graphs and how do you get information that's useful, actionable out of your application to know if it's working, right? I mean, when we first put New Relic, for example, on our application, we were shocked at what was going on. We kind of made a decision to go out and really just tackle this stuff. And so that was my goal, was to present the stuff that we had learned at offers.com, and hopefully other people get some stuff out of it. It was the first time I've done that talk. I kind of just pitched it and thought it would be interesting, and they accepted it, so here we are.
Yeah, and then you have the oh crap moment where you've actually got to write a talk now.
You better believe it.
Well, okay, give me an example. What's something that you learned that your application was doing that you didn't know?
So one of the big things that I was trying to hit on, it was what I was calling silent killers, which is, you know, so you're doing object-oriented PHP, that's wonderful. You're throwing exceptions or catching exceptions, great. What are you doing with the caught exceptions? Are you actually taking action on them? Are you? I mean, we were throwing them on the floor in a lot of cases, but like, do you even have any idea how many times you're catching those exceptions, right? If you're catching an exception, that usually means, unless you're really good, you did something that user wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we found was that even though we weren't giving fatal errors or 500 server errors or that sort of stuff, we still were catching hundreds of exceptions a day that we had no idea because we didn't know that they were being caught. Right, the application was kind of trying to do the right thing, but still, you need to know about those and need to try and make sure that there are no exceptions.
Yeah, so you've hit upon one of my huge weaknesses. I've looked at code 3 months later after I've written it and found that I have a try-catch block, and I do stuff in the try, and invariably in the catch, I'll have a comment that says, do something clever here.
/ at to do.
Yes, you know, or if I've really, really gone all out, I'll throw the exception with a special message, you know. But that's what I do. You know, that's about all I've done to catch them. So it's glad. I'm glad to see that I'm not the only one that has this problem. So
yeah, and you know, I kind of tried to engage the audience and ask, you know, how many of you guys are doing something like this? And you see nodding heads in the background. And you know, it's tough, right? I mean, it costs money. It costs time and money to take care of this stuff.
Yeah.
We're fortunate enough to be able to dedicate some resources to it, but it's certainly something that everybody faces. Even if you've got 100% test coverage, that doesn't mean you've thought of all the things, right?
That's true.
One of the things that, you know, I just randomly shouted out during the talk, and I found that it got some retweets on Twitter, was you can't imagine how bad users are to your application.
That seemed to be the takeaway. Great quote. It really is. Well, I've got a piece of code that I've released on GitHub, and I had 62% test coverage. And what I found was that even though I have 62% test coverage, even in those areas that are covered, there's problems. Just because the test passed doesn't mean that it's clean and green and you're good. You know, once I started using it, I'm like, oh, that's not right, you know. So, well, it's good that you're surfacing these ideas and helping developers understand them. And I'm glad that people are honest enough to admit that, yeah, we all do this stuff, you know?
Well, we do, right? I mean, not everybody has unlimited time and resources to put on projects, especially not, you know, if it's something you're doing for fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, if at least you're aware of it and you're doing it consciously and you're saying, hey, I know what's going on. I don't have time to get to this. It's okay. I can deal with it. At least you know, and that's better than just kind of proceeding off into the unknown and assuming everything's great because you're not hearing about it.
Yeah. Well, we all, especially on our side hustles, we all want to code the fun bits. And handling exceptions is not the fun bits, you know. So, yeah, I've put the comment to do or do something clever here or something like that and then totally forgot about it. So it's great that you're talking about that and raising this issue. Hey, you are going to be on our sister project, Nomad PHP, in July.
That's what I hear.
And you're not talking about that. What are you talking about at Nomad PHP?
We're going to talk about Redis.
Oh,
Redis, Redis. I kind of say Redis. I hear other people say Redis.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's spelled the same way.
Well, we know what you're talking about.
So we'll talk about kind of how do you leverage that to scale, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, you throw stuff in there and it's great, right? And it just works. But ultimately, there are really some cool things you can do with it, some patterns that you can apply. And hopefully we can kind of show you the basics of Redis and what can you do and what kind of data can you put in it. And then we've got some kind of cookbook strategies for how you can
bolt it
on to existing applications without having to start from the beginning again.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. I'm glad to hear it. I'm looking forward to that one. One of the great things about running Nomad PHP is two times a month I get to learn something new. You know, and I sit there and I listen because I've got to be there to make sure the recording happens, but I get to sit there and listen and learn all these new things, and I'm looking forward to that because that's really a hole in my skill set. I don't know a lot about that, so hoping that's going to happen. That's in, not hoping that's going to happen, hoping that's going to be as good as I expect. And that's going to be in July. So I'm going to close it out with the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what is the URL?
I'm one of the organizers of Austin PHP.
Oh,
we're actually one of the largest PHP user groups in the world, even though just like everybody else, we get 50 people out. Our list is massive. And we're meetup.com/AustinPHP or just Google AustinPHP. We're like the first five results. So, yeah, you can find us online there. And we meet every month.
Well, you're a speaker. You're a user group organizer. I want to take the time to thank you for taking the time to be with us. But I want to take the time to say thank you for everything that you're doing personally for the PHP community, because I know that it takes a lot of effort to do what you're doing and a lot of personal sacrifice. So thank you for everything you're doing for the PHP community.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, I get, you know, just as much out of it as I put into it. So,
excellent. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.